This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Dacron Lewis.
Hello.
Thank you for being with us today.
It's a great pleasure for the invitation here in Paris.
Oh, you're welcome. You are architect, of course. In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
Yes, the architectural practice actually is in the center of Bordeaux, in the southwest of France. We actually working from Bordeaux because it gives us a lot of flexibility to go in different areas in Europe. A lot of flights coming out of Bordeaux, and of course now the link between Paris and Bordeaux is quite exceptional with the TGV lines. So we have our main office in Bordeaux, and at the present moment we're working on a new association with Hans Lefebvre. We shall be setting up another office in Chile, should be quite exciting. And of course I've got quite a lot of links between Spain and Germany, and of course in Norway, where we've actually built a few projects with a very good friend of mine, Ogmund Sorli, in Trondheim. We're working with a small group, quite compact, but what we tend to do with Brigitte and myself, my associate, we have people who we've actually worked for many years in the office, and what's very important is for us to actually go out, depending on the subject, is to look for people from all walks of life to join us in this this fabulous adventure, which is called Building Together.
Can you tell us about your project NIL, housing in Bordeaux?
Yes, this is one of the most recent projects, which has just been finished in Bordeaux. It's on the east side of the Garonne. There was a very industrial area which had been abandoned in relationship to the metropole of Bordeaux for many, many years. And recently there's a lot of new development which is starting to pick up in that area. And there was one of the sites which was actually designed, an urban plan which was designed by Winnie Mass from MDVD. Winnie I know very well because we did some work together in Spain, in Sociopolis. And anyway, so people said to me, look, this is probably the first building which is going to come out of this new area, and we'd like you to take it on. Very complicated because Winnie actually put together quite a geometrical formal exercise, which was very, very complicated, which gave quite a lot of problems in usable surface. And another element, which a lot of the projects, is that all the balconies actually have to be in the inner surface of the walls, which for me, that's not what I like to do very much with all this notion of generation indoors, which we talked about a little earlier. So I used his system, his scientific system, to produce a poetical system. Poetical system is actually working with the environment, working with the formula in an enormous space, which is 7,000 meters cube around the southern facade of the building, where we'd actually pulled out the terraces area, which should have been in the building. We pushed them right outside, which for the private promoter was very exciting because he was able to get more and more space inside the building. So it means that everybody's working together and everybody's taking profit. And the biggest profit, of course, is the way people are going to be living inside the building. So it's to do with desire, freedom, and using quite natural techniques to make it more livable, more comfortable, more generous.
Yes.
In the relationship of the project in Niel, in Bordeaux, I've become very, very friendly with some of the occupants who invite me quite often just to share their pleasure in where they're living. So already for an architect who's invited by the people who's living there because they're feeling pretty happy and pretty cool about the place is a very big bonus, of course. That's why we do the job. That brings me into another exchange which I had with somebody who was living in one of the buildings in the City Manifest, which we did a few years ago with Jean Nouvel, Jean-Philippe Hanan, Lacaton, Vassal, Chigurubin and Mathieu Podvin. One day, it was about 6 or 7 years after we'd actually given the project in, I received a small letter in the post and from Mulhouse, and it didn't have the SUMCO, which was the office HLM. So I opened up the letter, and it was written by hand by someone, and it just said, "Hello, you are the architect of where we live." And they just actually wrote about where they were living, how they were feeling, how much pleasure they had, the pleasure in relationship to the year, the changing of the year, the changing of the sunlight, that they actually have spaces which they can actually modify themselves, and they're very happy about that. And anyway, this letter is a very big bonus for me because it's even a better way that I could actually write about the project itself. At the end of the letter, they just said, "Well, thank you very much, and we would like to invite you to come have a meal with us on our terrace area in this building, which was given for the whole quartier, because your project has actually produced a quartier and not just a building." So I was very honoured by that, and I actually went and we had a meal together. So that's one of the best bonuses you can have in the work which you're doing, because we do that all day and every day. We're doing it for other people, not for ourselves. I don't give a damn about egocentric things. It's just trying to pass on the things which I feel have use in relationship to people and the context where we're producing habitation.
Mm, very interesting.
So a lot of people actually come to me and say, you know, how do you feel about this ecological sort of dilemma, which we're actually, everybody's talking about? And I said, yes, but it's always been there. And the notion of actually building is something quite anti-ecologic. So I think you have got to be very, very careful is to just to put rules onto things to make sort of like responses. So this notion about actually maybe reusing infrastructures, reusing buildings in a different way than we have been thinking about in the past. This little thing about a rehabilitation, I think it's very, very interesting, very important. But that actually brings me into play about thinking about the landscape. It's thinking about the landscape in a way that most landscapes have actually been modified by man throughout the world. That's quite clear for everybody. So rather than thinking about things in a very conservative way, maybe we would actually see what is the best way to put man into those landscapes which he has already modified. And maybe that can actually produce different ways of thinking about people and for people. And I think that's what could be very interesting, rather than taking things from one extreme to another. Because for me, thinking about architecture is firstly thinking about the project even 4, 5, 6 kilometers beforehand, before you're arriving. So it's and that brings me into play when I was in Japan, is actually going into a Japanese traditional house. There are ways to come, There are ways to turn, to take your shoes off, to come, to go through the different layers. You don't know whether you're inside or outside. There's a lot of ambiguity, but that's richness. And I think that's a richness which we should continue to develop and continue to use because what is life about? It's about pleasure and sharing that pleasure. Mm-hmm. And if we can think about pleasures being a very vital material like time, I think that could be an important way to think about ecological. And I use the word ecological in a very relaxed way.
Yes.
Very, very yes. relaxed way because...
I don't know the word in English, dogma, dogma?
Yeah, dogmatic, yeah. Yes.
When it's dogmatic, it's... Yeah. Difficult.
Yes. So what's the most important is to take pleasure, to take pleasure. And I don't know, sometimes I joke and I say, well, I do quite ugly buildings, which are not finished. And it's because I want to give it time. Mm-hmm. It's just like ourselves. We change with the time. And I think that's what's important. Yes, we try to keep our being young. It's in the mind. It's in the mind. So that's what we actually should, apply in a general terms, thinking of this notion, how to work for people.
Mm-hmm. And thank you very much.
Thanks for the information, the invitation.
Bye-bye, everyone. And see you next Wednesday for Newcomb Darcy in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Cheerio now. See you soon.
See you soon.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.